Good morning, I'm Vin Ebnew. Toms River schools are making plans to return kids to the classrooms 4 days a week starting in March. The first for K through 5, the 15th for 6 through 12. A letter to parents says Fridays will remain a remote instruction day. Parents also have the option of keeping their kids home for distance learning. Governor Murphy is expected to announce today that parents will be allowed to watch their kids play indoor sports in person again. Details of the plan, though, have yet to be disclosed, including how many parents and what sports. In January, Murphy hinted that he may open up some indoor competitions, with priority being given to the parents of high school seniors. To help the ailing Jersey tourism industry, Ocean County Assemblyman Ron Dancer wants the State Division of Travel and Tourism to create a series of videos and then post them online.
This is a vital industry. Prior to Memorial Day, we need to begin promoting now on our website these advertising and promotional videos.
To help lure visitors down to the Jersey Shore, Dancer is suggesting mobile COVID vaccination units be set up on Jersey Shore boardwalks this spring and summer. Rutgers has canceled in-person commencement ceremonies for a second straight year. A letter to students and staff said it would be unwise to hold a large in-person gathering given public health concerns. Rutgers will again hold commencement ceremonies this year online. Target is the latest company that says it will pay employees to get a COVID vaccination shot. The company will pay the equivalent of an extra 2 hours of pay for each shot, plus a free rideshare to and from vaccination sites. Target is not requiring employees get vaccinated. Trader Joe's, Dollar General, and Lidl are also offering employees similar deals. Are you tired of getting those pesky telemarketer calls, or do you actually enjoy them? Either way, New Jersey Senator Anthony Bucco is sponsoring a bill that would establish a task force designed to protect you from telemarketers harassing and intimidating you over the phone. The task force would tap into the world of technology to not only help you stop getting these calls, but be protected from them as well. A plan to bring early voting on machines to New Jersey advanced in the Senate Thursday. Mary Chacon of Disability Rights New Jersey says that could help narrow the turnout gap between people with disabilities and people without them, which was 13.4% in the 2018 election and occurs for many reasons.
The ones we see a lot of are transportation and access to the polling places. Any changes that can improve access and address these issues will likely lead to greater turnout among people with disabilities.
Chacon says people with disabilities often rely on county-run paratransit services that don't operate on election day. In sports Thursday, Islanders fall to the Penguins 4-3 in a shootout. Sixers fall to the Trailblazers 118-114. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 7 and closed at 31,430. Weather today, it'll be very cold. Highs won't even hit 30 degrees. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, though, into the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the low 20s. I'm Vin Ebnew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.